Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Science of Skin. And this is a very special episode for me because I really love microbiology, and my father actually is a internationally acclaimed microbiologist. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be tuning in for this one. I hope so, at least. So hi, Dad. but yeah, I wanted to get started because I know that the microbiome and the gut-skin axis, as many researchers are calling it, is a very hot topic right now in the cosmetic industry, in the skincare industries, and rightfully so. You know, it's a very hot and emerging field in biomedical sciences, and as it should be. But I think there's a lot of misunderstanding around the idea of the microbiome and what really facilitates this, you know, this interaction between our gut and the other organs of our body, including the skin. So I want to get started, and I want to kind of talk about a little bit about the background and a little bit about the things that are kind of floating around in terms of the general understanding in the science and, you know, beauty communities. And if I'm wrong, then please feel free to correct me by leaving any comments or, you know, just commentary on the post for this. But anyway, so from my understanding, people have been advocating for a more targeted approach to really benefiting our microbiome, whether it's through topical application of, you know, enriched products such as, like, you know, yogurt-based products on our skin topically, or whether it's through supplements taken orally that are helping with our gut health and our gut microbiome, thus facilitating a better, outlook for skin health and just common skin conditions, especially things like atopic dermatitis, which I know is a huge, this one is a very big hallmark disease that has shown a lot of relevant clinical data that supports that, you know, a healthy gut can directly impact the outcome of atopic dermatitis for a lot of patients. And I know there's a lot of literature out there saying that, you know, they reported that there was a decrease in transepidermal water loss, and there was an increase in terms of just the overall composition of the skin, the strength of the barrier, and et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing, most of us don't have atopic dermatitis. Most of us don't have severe skin diseases that we are really trying to cure. So that's one thing we really have to keep in mind, is that, you know, our skincare and, cosmetic products that are geared towards skin health are more so for the average consumer. Most of us just really want beautiful glowing skin that looks healthy. We want to facilitate our aging process and make sure that it's not, you know, just being accelerated, right? That's why we wear sunscreen. That's why we use products like vitamin C, and we use things that are really kind of rejuvenating for the skin rather than harmful and help it and facilitate it. Now, this is where I really get very very enthusiastic about this topic, because I think, you know, by labeling it, the need to aid our microbiome, I could say, through like products such as, you know, topical skincare products or oral supplements, is, I think, kind of misnaming this entire concept and this entire area of skin health, because I think the real problem here is inflammation. A lot of papers have cited this as the real relevant concept to focus on, is the idea that inflammation and inflammatory mediators, both in our gut and on top of our skin and in our dermis, are really the key players in skin health and, you know, how gut health is impacting skin health. Let me give you guys an example. So, you know, our gut, like we all know, is, you know, very rich in bacteria that are helping it. The bacteria in our gut are very, very much involved in breaking down things that we ingest and really creating a lot of metabolites that are then able to be absorbed by our gut and then utilized throughout the body. Now, one thing that we don't talk about is how the inflammatory environment of our gut is aiding or inhibiting this kind of absorption or this kind of utilization of ingredients or nutrients. And this is really the crux of this argument and this entire topic, because by focusing on inflammation and the regulation of inflammatory mediators like cytokines, like for example, interleukins and, I don't want to go too much into the molecular stuff because I know, you know, we all want to understand this, even if we don't have like molecular backgrounds in education. But my point is like, you know, we don't understand inflammation enough to be able to make a distinction between if supplementing our gut microbiome or our skin microbiome, you know, through the topical creams and products is really the game changer here, or if taking things that are leading to a less inflammatory state in the gut, a more, you know, calmed environment, a more, you know, just relaxed environment that's not very, you know, inflammatory prone or, you know, very low in terms of inflammation and, you know, inflammatory mediators. I think that is the real hallmark here. And we need to focus on that. And that's why I think, you know, anti-aging, the word anti-aging should be changed. And it should really be focused on what can we do to cause an environment that is minimally inflammatory. And by that, I mean, inflammation to me, you know, when I think about it, both in a scientific level and in layman terms, is the overexpression of things that are causing, you know, redness or just irritation, or they're causing some sort of molecular cascade of events that is leading to the activation of certain genes, certain, you know, protein mediators, certain signaling cascades. And all of these things are, you know, really contributing to a lot of the skin pathologies that we notice, like rosacea, or like I mentioned, atopic dermatitis, or acne, or, you know, these are the things that are really the main problems that we see in the skincare space and in the skin health space, right? So the conversation always leads back to inflammation rather than bacteria. Bacteria, don't get me wrong, they serve their purpose, but in all honesty, our microbiome is just as unique to us as our fingerprint is. So when we create products that are, you know, they're claiming that by ingesting this or by using this, you're going to better your microbiome, there is very limited evidence for those claims. Now, I'm not saying that we should get rid of all microbiome-related skincare products or that we should stop using them. No, I think there is a great deal of scientific potential here in terms of research. I just think we need to tweak it a little bit and really focus our efforts and understand that, you know, the medical literature that exists to date is giving us very preliminary data when it comes to how bacteria really work in terms of our gut health, obviously, but then also the impact of that overall gut state on the skin. It's never going to be something that we can say directly is related. Like, gut and skin are not directly linked. The gut is linked to your bloodstream, and your bloodstream goes out and impacts every other organ in the body. So by saying things like your gut health is gonna directly improve your skin health, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, it's a stretch when it comes to that statement. Your gut health is going to improve your overall health in general. So we have to understand gut health to understand what that's doing for the skin, you know, and I hope that makes sense. So, you know, my take home message here is I'm not saying don't buy, you know, probiotics or prebiotics or symbiotics or, you know, all the terms out there that are being used right now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we need to consider other things. We need to, like I said, inflammation is a huge thing. Obesity, huge. You know, all of these things are impacting your gut health, which is going to in turn impact your skin health. So, and also, you know, one thing that's really interesting, you know, I'll cite a paper, actually, they actually highlighted this idea of circadian rhythm, and they talked about how the body is also undergoing this idea of following a circadian rhythm, even down to the bacteria that are in our gut, because it's found that in certain parts of the day, your gut is able to break down certain things better than other parts of the day. So that's really cool, right? So it's like as if every organism, every cell in our body is responding to our environment, and it's responding, and it's working in a very unique way, in its own way, that's most optimal for it to function. So the paper that I want you guys to focus on, it's called The Gut-Skin Axis, Current Knowledge of the Interrelationship Between Microbial Dysbiosis and Skin Conditions. It was written, and actually it was published in February of 2021. The authors are Pesimir et al., and it's a really, really great paper. You can go on to PubMed and search for it. You know, I highly suggest reading it. It's just bringing up a lot of great topics, you know, but I think that, you know, take home message here again is it's not as easy as it looks. I think we need to do a lot more deep digging and a deeper dive into the idea of gut health and the microbiome, and also the skin microbiome, because let's be honest, you know, putting bacteria on top of our skin isn't really doing much. You know, it's not the, that shouldn't be the focus of microbiome fueled skin health products. You know, I'm not saying that there's no relevance of them. I'm saying that we need to further understand them. And this really does play into the idea of creating quality products over quantity, which is something that I will do an episode later on, but I want to kind of tie that into sustainability. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode, but I really hope you guys like this one, and I would love to hear your feedback, and I'd love to continue the conversation with you. I am very much open to any critiques, any insights and additions from the medical professionals that might be listening in, the you know, the beauty professionals, the editorial professionals, everybody out there that listens. And I want to thank you so much for your time, and I hope you're enjoying this series. We have a lot more coming up, and hopefully I'll be able to get a lot more insight from professionals that I can invite on to have this conversation with me. So leave some comments, leave some feedback, shoot us an email. We would love to hear from you guys, as always, and thank you so much for tuning in to Skincare Anarchy. Talk to you later.